This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, August 12. Where to turn? Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 19. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." Often in life, we are taught that we will be rewarded for certain behaviors and actions, especially if we try hard and work at something with all our heart. In our reading for today, Peter speaks for the others around him and asserts that they've given up everything to follow Jesus. Can they expect a reward? In his teaching here, Jesus indicates that there is a cost in following him. When a rich young man asks how he can get eternal life, Jesus speaks of keeping God's commandments, and he calls on the young man to give up his wealth to the poor and to follow him. Unable to do that, the rich young man turns away disappointed. Jesus explains to his disciples how hard it can be for a rich person to be saved. In fact, he says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's kingdom." Gaining salvation for ourselves is impossible. But thankfully, God has provided a way for us. If we turn to Jesus, he will save us and give us new life. Like Peter and the other disciples, we should turn to Jesus, recognizing that all we have has been given by God. And we should seek to honor God first by serving him and others. Though our reward in this life may not include wealth or status, the Lord will bless us with all we need and with the assurance that we will have eternal life with him at the renewal of all things. Pray with me. Help us, Lord, to follow where you lead, serving you and others as we await full life in your presence. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.